Bruce Willis was dead the whole time.
There were two killers.
Luke, that's your daddy.
The robot did it.
Snape was a good guy.
He really wasn't cheating.
They was in purgatory the whole time.
What? Everybody dies.
Verbal Kent is Kaiser Sose.
They killed old Yella.
Oh my god. Everybody in this Tyler Perry movie got AIDS.
Spoiled movie reviews.
Hey, welcome to another spoiled movie review on the Blackout Test Premium Podcast Network. I'm your host, Rod, joined by a very special co-host this evening. It's my man that helps me review all of the critical darlings and get my movie review on so I can be a good film critic. It's Justin. What's up, man?
Not too much. Appreciate you having me back. Watching these necessary, not as popular films.
Yeah, this isn't Spider-Man, you know, this, you gotta have a lot of up and downs, a lot of weirdness going on right here, but listen, niggas need to give reviews too. And today's,
yeah, you gotta seek these out.
Exactly. And today's movie is a movie you either seen already, don't ever plan on seeing, or you don't care about it spoiling, cause we're gonna spoil the movie. And today's movie is The Power of the Dog. Ain't nothing but the dog and me. Bow, wow, wow. What if they would have played Atomic Dog during the middle of this movie out of nowhere?
They needed to do something.
I was wondering why.
Extra flush to it.
I never understood really why it was called The Power of the Dog. I guess that's the title of the novel or something, but it would have been funny.
I was going to ask you. It was my first question to ask you. One of the two questions I had to ask.
It would have been funny if halfway through the movie, just to make it so we wouldn't ask that question, they just played Atomic Dog.
You know, something, because them highlighting the mountain looks like a dog to me.
Yeah,
that's it. That's the connection with the title.
I couldn't see the dog. Like I was looking at the mountain, like what was the dog? Can you at least trace it?
Look, my takeaway from that was, yeah, I'm not built for outside. Apparently,
yeah, that's not for me. All right, let's talk about, so we're going to break it down. We'll talk about what we liked about the movie, what we didn't like about the movie, a score from 0 to 5. Power of the Dog, I almost called it Atomic Dog, is directed by Jane Campion and stars Benedict Cumberbatch, Kirsten Dunst, Jesse Plemons, Cody Smith McPhee, and not a bunch of other people I really recognize. The plot is a charismatic rancher, Phil Burbank, inspires fear and awe in those around him. He's played by Benedict Cumberbatch. When his brother brings home a new wife and her son, Phil torments them until he finds himself exposed to the possibility of love. Wow, what movie did I watch? All right, so let's start with what we like. Justin, give me one thing you liked about this movie, and then we'll trade off till we're out.
Well, I always enjoy, well, not always enjoy, but I do enjoy the opportunity to watch a good Western. So this had me at hello with just the fact it was going to be a Western. Hmm. But one of the things that I did like was I thought Phil's character, played by Benedict Cumberbatch, really encompassed what they tried to do, which is, I'm a man's man in the West, and nobody's tougher than me. I command respect. And he did all of this without carrying a weapon the entire time, which I was surprised about, because I'm like, is this the Wild Wild West or not?
I don't know why I thought he had a gun at some point, but also, like, spoiler alert, he turns out to be gay, right? That's the big reveal. He be going in the woods jacking off the pictures of dudes. And the little boy found it, and I call him little boy, but he seemed like he was college age, I guess. But he found it.
He was in college trying to be a surgeon.
Yeah, so he found it and kind of knew the secret of Phil. But Benedict Cumberbatch's performance was good. He probably get some type of nomination. And he did go all the way out. He did not feel like Doctor Strange in a hat. He felt like a totally different character, and he was menacing and ornery and standoffish, and at some point does it seemed to me start to entertain the idea of softening to be with this kid, to me, because even though he's a college age, like the age difference was there. Something that worked for me, Jesse Plemons, man. That dude, ever since Friday Night Lights, man, that dude is a good actor, and he's really gotten into this character actor role thing. And finally he played a guy that wasn't a racist piece of shit, because he was starting to fall for a little too many of them roles. I'm like, every time I look up, you playing like a Nazi or like a weird cop or something, like, maybe don't do that. But yeah, man, he was great as the sweet brother who falls in love, takes pity on this woman and her son, and or was a woman and her brother, and then falls in love with her and moves them in, and apparently they have money and land, and his family sees her as, like, one, uncouth. She does not come from money. She was not raised up around this. But then also, she could possibly be a gold digger. And so that's why they was, like, super standoffish about Kirsten Dunst's character and her brother. But Jesse Plemons was really good in this. I love his line delivery, everything. Anything else you like?
Yeah, I actually was actually entertained with the movie. During the second half of the movie, when Phil's character and Peter's character, the son of Kristen Dunst's character, Rose, actually began to hang out, I was like, okay, some action. And the second half of the movie was really good when they let those two become the main focus.
Yeah, it was her. I said her brother. It was her son. That's my bad. You right.
And that was surprising, because at one point I was just like, I'm ready for this film to be over. But somehow during the second half, when they focused on them, I was like, oh yeah, I'm more into the film now. Like, they drew me back in, mm-hmm. which usually that's hard to do once I'm turned off from a film. I'm off of it. And they spent a good hour and 15 to 20 minutes of me being like, yeah, why is this film 2 hours again? So I enjoyed that part of the relationship they showed
near the end.
Phil grooming.
At least that's what we thought.
Nancy, Peter.
The thing that worked for me was the twist. Because you think this kid is being groomed, and the whole time you're worried about this kid and this ornery old, like, man who was very mean to him when they met, who clearly has, like, some internalized homophobia, and he hates the kid's mom, played by Kirsten Dunst. So I never felt the kid was safe. Like, even the way the kid walked and handled himself, he was aloof and weird and odd, and he stuck out like a sore thumb in all these cowboys. And I kept waiting on something to happen to him, because they were picking on him. And when he takes the kid under his wing and he starts to soften, but he never fully softens, and he's teaching the kid, and then the kid figures out that whatever that dude's name was, I forget, like Buffalo Jim or some shit, whatever, because we never see this character, but whatever that dude's name was that was responsible for being Phil's mentor, clearly was also his lover, because he made that story about how they needed heat in the night and he was warming with his body. And the twist, when that motherfucking kid had put that nightshade or whatever in that drink, and I knew it. When they showed that cut hand in that bucket, I said, oh, because the kid was the threat the whole time. That's why he was weird about dissecting that animal. That's why he said, his father thought he was always too cold, because, you know, feels like, your father thought you was too, but you a bitch. Look at you, little bitch. And it was like, bro, you should have been paying attention. This nigga has been setting you up to die the whole time. That twist, I didn't see coming, and it was dope. Like, literally, maybe like a minute before he killed him, I was like, I think he might kill this dude. I think the dude is in trouble. Cause I looked at the runtime, I hit pause. Cause I was like, how much time could be left? 5 minutes. Oh, somebody's dying. Or we don't have a movie. You know what I mean? So yeah, I love that.
So it wasn't the infected hand from when he cut the balls of the,
he killed him because at the end, they, the doctor tells the brother how he died and he thinks it was from some type of botulism or poisoning. And remember when the kid was fucking, I said Nightshade, but when the kid was fucking with that, cow that was dead, and they had said, well, you know, Phil never touched dead animals or anything like that. The kid must have been collecting whatever from the dead cow to poison that wound in that water, and he fucking killed Phil.
Cause I saw him go up to the cow, mm-hmm. like when he was learning how to ride horses and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I really wasn't sure if it was
But remember how he got out to the cow? Like he went out there by himself with nobody knowing. Yep. Like he went out there on a mission to get the shit to kill Phil. So that was he murdered Phil, is my point.
Okay. I just, that scene where he nicked his hand, castrating that bull, I was like, so all that because he never got it treated like that one, and they made sure to highlight it, yeah. like that cut on his hand.
That's how the poison got in, is through that cut. Yeah. When he put his hands in that bucket.
He said, I'm going to make sure you able to tie this rope tonight.
Bruh, I'm going to tell you like this, bruh. That little motherfucker protected the shit out of his drunk ass mama. That little motherfucker was like, y'all ain't kicking us out on the street again. The young, look, call me NBA young boy, never broke again. Cause I'm not going back to the motherfucking streets. You gotta die. My mama get half. Have what you know about half, bitch. So yeah, I fuck with that ending.
Like I said, the second half of the film, man, mm-hmm. that was, all of that was, just.
Anything else?
To it though.
Anything else for positives?
Yeah, I like the fact that they showed this weird transition of we got cars, horses, and Nikes out here, out these cowboy boots, and that weird transition of, well, I don't know if they were Nikes, but you know, he went and got some sneakers instead of some cowboy boots. And I was like, this is a weird transition of showing, like, even being a cowboy, and the brother having a car and a suit, and just that transition of how the United States or America was transitioning at a time from, if there's going to be a change in how things are done. And so I thought that was cool to see that, because we rarely see that in any Western where they have that. And I thought that might be my first time seeing that, where they incorporated cars into Western as well. So I thought that was cool. I enjoyed that part of it.
And for me, the cinematography and the way it looked, it was filmed so well. Like, they spent the money. And for it to be such a boring ass area of the country and landscape, like, the camera still was loving all the angles and all the people in it, man. It was very well shot. And I thought the cinematography and the way the camera moved around to get certain shots was really dope. Is there anything else for positives for you?
That's about it. Nothing major stands out, that's like, oh, this really helped the film.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
All right, let's get to negatives. Give me something you didn't like. If there was
anything. Long as hell for no reason at all. Anybody listening to this film, you really can just skip to the scene where, the young man Peter is looking at Phil take a bath out in the water and pick up from there.
I think you can start with the scene where Peter finds the porn in the log or whatever. Movie doesn't start till that. Cause up until that, I can't even fuck about none of these characters. And, the thing that I thought was interesting was, I can't decide if it didn't matter to me that much, or if they spent too much time trying to illustrate that the mom couldn't fit in to the family. And so, like,
too much time.
Yeah, like the piano scene with him playing the banjo upstairs and the fucking like oh, she actually be getting drunk. She's been drinking all the alcohol, y'all. Some of that shit mattered so little to me in the scheme of things. I was like, it's enough for this kid to kill this motherfucker without his mom being a piece of shit. Like, they don't even have to make his mom be a drunk for this. The motivation for Phil needing to die is right the fuck there, dog. It's right. You don't even need all this extra shit. You wasted like 45 minutes of extra shit. And then we didn't even spend no time in that town where it first started, where where he met her and all this shit. So I don't know. That I did find that. Yeah, I agree is what I'm trying to say. It's too long. Other than that, I mean, what's funny is I really don't have a lot of complaints about the movie other than it being too long. What else did you not like?
Oh, well, I think that encompassed showing, highlighting that mom became an alcoholic out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It didn't even fit. She didn't have to be an alcoholic to show she didn't fit in.
Yeah, it was like, I guess they were trying to make it, I don't know, were they trying to make a statement like, Jesse Plemons is so soft-hearted that he took in this alcoholic woman and he doesn't even know, but the whole thing knows. And then, like, the shit where I felt like they just wanted to give Kirsten Dunst a scene because she's a big name actress. But the shit with her and the Native Americans and what? I literally didn't care. Felt like it came out of nowhere. Doesn't have nothing to do with the movie to me.
Didn't need her character at all.
Yeah, like, unless the whole point was she made Phil mad, now he's really mad. Like, he was already mad. Like, unless you really feel like, and maybe this is what the movie was conveying, but I didn't necessarily feel like he was a murderer. Like, I just felt like he was like, I don't like her, I want her to leave, but he was just a motherfucker that stayed out in the woods, jacked off, and didn't take baths. Like, who gives a fuck?
Liked to complain a lot. It's like a grumpy old man who liked to complain. And the only people who followed him around was the crew.
He was mad because he wanted to burn his own skins. Like, he wasn't even gonna do shit with them. I was like, I know this
Did
ain't
he
why.
Save the ashes of the skin. The fuck was he?
I'm
doing
like, I know this ain't why you killing niggas, dude. I know this ain't why you killing niggas. Come on, bro. Like,
highlighting the racist. Like, no, we not selling them pelts.
Yeah,
like, nigga, y'all wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. Like, where is the anger coming from?
I don't get it. Why you being racist to the Native Americans, bro? They didn't do nothing to you. You not even using them fucking pelts. Phil, I didn't like Phil, bro. He just felt like, they had dialogue and cut it out to Phil where he called people niggas for sure.
Yep. So. I also, George Burbank's character, Jesse Plemons, I couldn't understand his character either, because Phil even highlighted, I normally can't get you to be quiet. Now he went to a mute, basically, and just became a different person. Those scenes didn't make sense to me. It's like, well, why wouldn't they make him just the whole movie being like this type of thought out but limited words type of person?
Well, I like Jesse. I like Jesse Plemons' portrayal. I thought they were trying to convey that he realized Phil was right, that he had married this fucking lay about the house, not a woman that fits in, and he loved her. So it wasn't like he wanted to get rid of her, but Phil was right. Like, hey man, she ain't in our station, okay? She not with the crew. When it come to the way mom and dad expect things to run and the family, like, she don't come from this. And it seemed like the abuse and the emotional and verbal abuse from Phil took his toll, and he just cut Phil. He was basically like, I don't talk to you no more. You know what I mean? I don't think he stopped loving him, but I think he stopped. Yeah. He knew, like, we're at an impasse. I'm not getting a divorce for you, and at the same time, you still my brother, and I can't kick you off the ranch, but you just gonna have to be mad every time you come in the house, and I'm gonna just have to be keep having sex with this lady because I like her. So that's what I thought happened.
I also didn't like the fact that they didn't give Phil a cover either, or I guess a beard, as they say, like a woman to be like, Because for him to call Peter's character like a Nancy, the F-word, and that whole thing,
this is where I got to disagree on this. The cover was literally him being covered in shit, him being so mean and homophobic towards everybody. That that was all a way to deflect from the fact that he was going off in the woods looking at pictures of men and jacking off. Like, that's 100% what he was doing. Like, I can't even say it's 100% self-hating as much as it was his way of hiding who he really was, because we clearly see by the end all that shit was bullshit. He was gonna fuck that kid for sure. So
which they never showed.
Which I mean, I'm kind of glad they didn't, because like the age gap thing, I don't understand Hollywood, man. It's like Hollywood the only place where they could be like, listen, pedophilia is wrong and grooming is wrong and this is wrong, and then they just like have a movie that gets nominated for all the awards and the big thing is like an older gay man falls in love with a young boy, and I'm like, how many times y'all making this story? This like, nobody questioning what's going on there.
But the way Peter, the way Peter put his hand out.
Oh yeah, he seduced that old man. But still, that's just problematic. It's just problematic.
Like, I was like, what is this? Did they show the horse's ass and a fly on the horse? I was like, they could have picked better imagery for that scene. I guess that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
To signify.
Like, it's always
Western love.
It's always weird when they combine the spring fall angle of age into the gay romance. Cause I'm like, I thought we're supposed to be getting away from the spring fall romances of all types. I know people really hate it when some old man fucks a young chick in one of these straight movies. But I don't know, it's like the last area where Hollywood can be like, this isn't that bad, right? Because they gay, so you can't really say nothing. It's like, I don't know, bro. It felt like it was very inappropriate for this grown-ass fucking man to be kicking it with this young dude out in the middle of nowhere all the time. It felt like he was grooming him. And then the twist is that the kid was setting your ass up.
So do you think the mom knew that Phil was gay? Because she really was against those two hanging out.
I think she knew Phil had
stopped torturing Peter.
I think she knew, but I do wonder if she thought Phil was going to kill him or the other way around. Cause she does know her son, so I don't know if she thought he's capable of fucking taking this out. He did tell his mom that he was going to take care of everything, and damn if he didn't from that point on, but I don't know. Anything else for dislikes?
Nah, that's about it.
All right. For me, I didn't really have any dislikes, but it was so long. And I just can't express that enough, because when I give this score, y'all gonna be like, but the only thing you said you didn't like was it was so long. It's so long, much longer than it needed to be.
We're on the same page as far as how it's going to affect the score.
All right. So 0 to 5, what would you give it?
I'm giving it a 2.
Yeah. That's what I was gonna say. Yeah, I give it a 2, man. I know it's getting high critical acclaim, and I think it's just a me thing. I personally don't like these like open for interpretation ass movies where it's just like, what do you think his motivation was? What do you think? And this movie does a lot of skipping around. Like, it's a lot, not skipping back and forth, but skipping around. Like, it really felt like we found out that one was an alcoholic just randomly. Like just 3/4 through the movie, she was like so drunk, she was just like chugging alcohol outside the back of the house. It's like, was there no foreshadowing or did I miss it? You know what I mean?
Right.
So, all right, that's it for this.
And what happened to the man that was like, it's gonna be 12 for dinner? Like, I thought that was her husband at one point, or a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, I don't know who that dude was. All right, that's it for this movie. 2 for 5. You heard what we said. We'll be back with another movie review soon. Peace.